Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A WWE champion is suspended. How close was Edge to going all elite? And a legendary WWE voice returns to wrestling. For Tuesday, January the 28th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. WWE United States Champion Andrade has been suspended from the WWE for a failure of the WWE wellness policy. ProWrestlingSheet.com broke the news yesterday. PW Insider also confirmed it yesterday. We are waiting on official confirmation from WWE.com. Chances are it is online now as you are hearing this. We understand that the suspension was discovered yesterday, sort of late morning, early afternoon. And as a result of this, there were segments on Raw last night that had to be rewritten to obviously factor Andrade out of the WWE for the next 30 days. That's why we saw the finish that we saw to Umberto versus Andrade for the US Championship. And that is why we saw at the end of that match, we saw Umberto DDTing Andrade onto the concrete, basically wiping out Andrade from WWE storylines for the next 30 days. This is the third wellness violation in as many months for the WWE. Robert Roode and Primo Colon are two others that got 30-day suspensions recently. Andrade, this is a tough one because very much like with Roode, maybe more so with Andrade, though, very much in the middle of a big old thing on Raw. So the timing of this isn't perfect, but he's now off Monday Night Raw for 30 days. The next time he'll be eligible to compete on Raw will be Monday, the 24th of February, when Raw emanates from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We don't know what will happen with regards to Zelina Vega during this 30-day suspension because Zelina's not been suspended. They certainly leave the possibility that Zelina could continue this rivalry ticking along with Umberto being a part of segments involving Umberto Carrillo over the next 30 days. We will see as time wears on. But the news this morning, WWE United States Champion Andrade failing the WWE wellness policy and has been suspended for 30 days. We understand that Andrade will be returning to Mexico for the next 30 days in the early hours of this morning. Obviously, when we know more about this breaking story, we'll let you know as well.
We are back here on Monday Night Raw with this big development within this Raw Tag Team title match. Before the break, Samoa Joe took a big dive onto Buddy Murphy. In fact, he sacrificed himself. We want to show you what happened here before the commercial break. Samoa Joe launching himself into Murphy, but it was on that collision that Samoa Joe was forced to leave the match.
Yeah, what a heartbreaking moment for Samoa Joe now. No longer able to compete in this Raw Tag Team title match.
Well, the medical staff forcing Samoa Joe to leave this matchup, so that leaves Kevin Owens on his own.
So Andrade was written off Monday Night Raw last night. Quite a confusing episode on Raw. May have written out Samoa Joe as well. So the Raw Tag Team Championships were on the line. It was Buddy Murphy and Seth Rollins defending against Kevin Owens and Joe. During the match, Samoa Joe dives to the outside and whilst he connects outside as he's meant to, we do see Samoa Joe hit the ground and hold the back of his head. When we come back from break, we see that medical personnel have ushered Samoa Joe away from the ring. Samoa Joe is keen to get back in there and fight, but he's being instructed to the back, and the match continues as a handicap match, and it goes the way that it does. We understand this morning that what we saw wasn't part of the story. What we saw tonight was a legitimate concern for Samoa. What we saw last night. We're discovering this morning that what we saw was not part of the storyline for the night, and it was actually a legitimate concern for the well-being of Samoa Joe. The decision to take him from the match was made by the WWE's medical team, not something that was part of the setup. Everybody involved in that match was calling the match on the fly after that. Eerily similar to what occurred at Worlds Collide with Alexander Wolfe. And how he was taken from the match and an audible was called to continue the match as a handicap match. Better safe than sorry in a WWE ring, E-ring in 2020, which I'm perfectly happy about. Also on Raw last night, NXT star Riddick Moss made his WWE debut alongside the WWE 24/7 champion Mojo Rawley, brought in as Mojo's offensive lineman. What they got up to, you can find out on Raw Graded with Mr. Pacitti on our Cultaholic YouTube channel a little bit later on today.
As a performer, as an athlete, as an artist, and trust me, wrestlers are all of those things. The reaction I got last night at the Royal Rumble, the reaction y'all just gave me, you have no idea what it means to me. It's why we do this. So thank you. You're damn right I do.
The wrestling world still very much reeling from the return of Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. That entrance at the Royal Rumble, goosebumps all over. I think I've watched it about 1,000 times now. He spoke on Monday Night Raw last night, as you heard a little bit of there, and it very much looks like Edge is back to finish his career on his terms. It is a multi-year contract he signed with WWE to make special appearances. This isn't just like a speaking role. We're talking having full-on matches. He's certainly not planning to join the full-time touring roster anytime soon. He's very much now a special attraction on call for WWE. And it looks as if that first match of this new contract is going to be against his old Rated RKO tag team partner Randy Orton. Should be good fun when those two get into the ring. This comes from WrestleZone. It looks like WWE very nearly lost Adam Copeland to All Elite Wrestling. AEW approached Edge about coming to join them. This led to lots of tests from independent doctors on Edge, which, of course, he passed all of them. We don't know how serious the meetings got with AEW, but what we do know is they certainly had a go, and you can't blame them. It was, however, the WWE deal that was just the right option for Edge. I have to say, I think Edge made the right decision. As fun as it would have been to see Adam Copeland in All Elite Wrestling, I kind of feel like Edge's stock is with WWE. WWE feels like his home. You can't blame them for having a go, though. You absolutely can't. Some other notes from the Royal Rumble. Beth Phoenix, Edge's other half, suffered quite a bad injury during that match. It looked that way anyway when we saw blood pouring out of the back of Beth Phoenix's head. What it looks like occurred is that as Bianca Belair and Beth Phoenix were fighting on the top turnbuckle, Beth knocked her head back and she smacked her head into the turnbuckle, and with such force that it cut the back of her head open. Lots of love to Bianca Belair, who was immediately aware something was wrong. You can see her cradle Beth Phoenix's head. You see the referees come up onto the apron to check on Beth. And throughout the remainder of that match, there was constant checks on Beth from the officials around the ring. But Beth seemingly insisted on continuing the match, in which he finished third place at the very end. Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer reports that whilst the injury did look pretty bad, it's not meant to be serious. Just caught the back of her head pretty badly, and Beth should be back to her commentary duties on Wednesday night, no doubt with stories to tell from the Rumble. One person without any stories to tell from the Women's Royal Rumble, Sasha Banks. Very much looked like Banks was in position to enter the Royal Rumble, to maybe even win it, and challenge Bayley, her best friend, for the Women's Championship at WrestleMania. It seemed like a really good story that you could tell in that match. And then Sasha Banks didn't appear in the match. Fightful have reported a little bit more about this. They said, when asking why Sasha Banks wasn't in tonight's Royal Rumble, Fightful was informed that Sasha wasn't cleared to compete. She's not wrestled since January the 3rd. We weren't told the specific injury or the severity of the injury, or even when she's expected to be back. Best wishes to Sasha Banks at this time. Meanwhile, in the... with regards to who was going to win the Royal Rumble, that was set in stone until very last minute. This comes from Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer radio show. That the original planned winners were indeed going to be Roman Reigns and the former NXT Women's Champion Shayna Baszler. That was decided not to be the case quite late on in the day. On Royal Rumble Sunday, we understand. This was made as plans for WrestleMania were closer investigated. And it was decided that instead of having Roman and Shayna win, which is very much on the nose for where they want to go for WrestleMania, they mixed it up with Drew McIntyre in the men's and Charlotte in the women's match. The odds for Charlotte and Drew McIntyre drastically changed about an hour before the Royal Rumble went on air, which gives the impression that this was a really 11th hour decision to change these. This, however, doesn't affect a lot of WWE's plans for WrestleMania. Roman Reigns still very much in line to face The Fiend Bray Wyatt, but of course he doesn't need to win the Royal Rumble in order to get there. You can do it in another way. As for Charlotte versus Sasha, as for Charlotte, well, we don't quite know what her plans are for WrestleMania yet, because there's a lot of talk that Becky Lynch will be facing Shayna Baszler still for the big show in April, which kind of leaves Charlotte without a whole lot to do, unless you want to put her in a program against Bayley going into April. We'll keep an eye on that one. And speaking of Drew McIntyre, the win in the Royal Rumble for him certainly has been making headlines all over the world. And last night on Monday Night Raw, we had our first match for WrestleMania 36 set as Drew McIntyre challenged Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar responded with an F5. So it looks like that is where we are going for WrestleMania 36. As I said, Adam Pacitti will be along a little bit later on today with Raw Graded. He'll let you know how it all went down between Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar as we now begin the road to WrestleMania. Hey, it was good to see Montel Vontavious Porter in the Royal Rumble on Sunday, wasn't it? It was good to see him on Monday Night Raw last night as well, going one-on-one with Rey Mysterio. Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio says that MVP hasn't signed a full-time deal with WWE, but he's got a few guaranteed dates that he's going to do for them in the next few weeks. Not sure when he'll be back on WWE TV after his match with Rey Mysterio, but it looks like he's in good favour with the company, and he could just be one of those guys that just pops up every so often and works a little bit of magic with a younger guy going forward, maybe. I mean, I enjoyed the match with him and Rey Mysterio, but I would kind of like to see MVP give the rub to some of the younger guys. Some concern about John Morrison's prospects in WWE after he was one of the victims of Brock Lesnar during the Royal Rumble. Technically his first pay-per-view back in WWE. He got very quickly trounced by Brock Lesnar. It's been speculated by Wrestling Inc. that The Miz and John Morrison could be bringing back the Dirt Sheet. This was their TV series from WWE.com way back in the day. It was really good fun. It was very of a time. And I still feel like there's a place for something like that in 2020. Two more names have been added to Impact Wrestling's TNA Retro show that's taking place over WrestleMania week. We know that Aces and Eights are going to be represented, as Ken Anderson and D'Lo Brown are going to be putting the skins back on. And we can now add former X Division and World Heavyweight Champion Chris Sabin to that list. Hail Sabin. And the former seven-time NWA Tag Team Champion, the artist in some circles known as Braden Walker, Wildcat Chris Harris, is going to be there as well. This could be the most fun show of the week. Like a proper tongue-in-cheek walk back through memory lane for Impact Wrestling.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Great news travels fast. Live action will indeed return to the Boston Garden Saturday night, February 29th, when it all starts at 8 p.m. In the main event, you are going to witness an incredible battle. Hulk Hogan joins forces with Rowdy Roddy Piper, the new Intercontinental Champion. Together, they will battle Ric Flair, the new World Wrestling Federation title holder, and The Undertaker. But that is just part of the lineup. Also, the Big Boss Man, he faces the Repossessor.
And finally, on the subject of memory lane, that is the voice of Sean Mooney in the WWF Event Center from back in the day. Sean Mooney, who's been doing quite a bit online. He's done some radio stuff as well, but his wrestling involvement has been the odd cameo appearance on the WWE Network for stuff, but he's now got himself a new wrestling job that he can get his teeth into. Congratulations to Sean Mooney, who has joined the announce team for the NWA. Expect to see Sean Mooney back on regular television as part of NWA Power on Tuesday nights. Big fan of Sean Mooney. Big fan of Sean. Congratulations, mate. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for Tuesday. Later on today, on the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review. Matthew, Greg, and myself watching old episodes of SmackDown in chronological order. This week, it's the SmackDown after the wedding. If you're a wrestling fan in 1999... you know what's coming later on today. And on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, of course, we have Monday Night Raw graded with Adam Pacitti. We have the WTF moments from Raw with Ross Tweddle. And later on as well, you get to watch the reactions that Ross and myself had to the 2020 Royal Rumble. The Cultaholic Championship is on the line. Who walked away as the guy in Cultaholic? Find out a bit later on. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.